A fertilizer powerhouse promotes farming sustainability today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Canada-based fertilizer company Nutrien wants to make agriculture more sustainable. The company's Director of Sustainable Ag Programs, Sally Fliss, says more than 3.7 million farm acres are involved.
And a lot of that's driven by our crop consultants' better understanding of what we're trying to accomplish with the growers, and the growers' understanding that doesn't have to be all about carbon and a carbon payment, but it's about driving efficiency and profitability on the acre.
Fliss says Nutrien's program brings benefits to farmers and users of farm products.
What we recommend to growers in the field is something that we can help them bring to those next steps downstream, whether that's an elevator or a processor or a consumer packaged good company, and we can bring that value back to the grower. So the grower can get paid for that data collection or practice change or whatever it is that's going to help the food company or the processing company meet their goals. We spend a lot of time making sure that what we bring to the field for our growers and crop consultants to engage in makes agronomic sense.
That, says Fliss, bears repeating.
The worst thing you can do is take a program out to a grower that fails the first year, because then they're not going to be interested in trying again.
Fliss appeared on a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.